Proclamation number 7064 of 12th of March, 1958. Reference again to the end. How futile is the worry and striving of people who are only concerned about maintaining and embellishing their earthly life. Very soon everything will be taken away from them, and all their worries will have been in vain, and so will the time spent on earth, the energy used for it. And life does not last long. You are all only granted an extremely short lifetime compared to eternity. And for countless people even this lifetime is still shortened, for no one knows when his last day will come. And therefore every person should use his life well, but not for his body but solely for his soul. Because then I myself will take care of the body, as I have promised. And the truth of this promise will become quite evident at a time when the human being's strength will no longer be sufficient to maintain his body, when dark forces will plunge it into adversity and misery. Then only one will be able to bring you salvation. The one who is Lord over life and death and who will also preserve your life if only you remember him in your adversity and if you also help your soul by uniting with me in right prayer. This time lies ahead of you when you will lose your possessions and experience extreme hardship, when you will no longer be able to give your body what it needs to sustain life. And then your soul will push itself forward with its desire. It will quietly urge you to seek refuge with me, for the spiritual spark within you urges it to do so, because the spiritual spark is my part which constantly tries to impel the human being into a bond with me. And then just a short time can be enough to achieve more for your souls than your hitherto long earthly life has brought you. Then the human being will also have the certainty that I will also help him in earthly adversity, and I will truly not disappoint his trust. And I have to put you humans into such adversity again because your souls, which have not yet gained anything in their earthly life, last me. I have to let the body experience tangible adversity so that the human being will take the path to me and then the soul can draw strength from this connection in order to influence the body to remain in constant bond with me. People's souls are completely buried in matter. The human being only cares for its possession. Spiritual development is seldom even considered, and one day after the other passes without a change of heart. But time is hastening and will soon bring you all a change. At first purely earthly and shortly afterwards spiritually, for the spiritual low has been reached which necessitates an end of this earth and a complete transformation of your outer form as well as a new order of all creatures. And because this spiritual turning point is immensely significant for the spiritual embedded in the human being, it is still preceded by an earthly shock as a last admonition and warning sign, as a last opportunity to escape the spiritual depth and to still achieve a small ascent which averts the worst fate from the soul, the new banishment into matter. What is attached to matter will also become matter again. And this is the great danger. Since people mainly think materially and think little or not at all of their soul. And if I want to save them from this danger I first have to take from them what they strive for in order to still achieve a change in their thinking. Great earthly adversity can still bring this about where the human being himself is powerless and only one way out remains for him to call upon his God and Creator for help. But no one will be forced to do so either. The will alone will determine what earthly adversity will drive him to do. And people can only ever be informed of the fact that they will not be able to keep anything, that everything will be lost to them and that they cannot do anything themselves to protect themselves from such a loss, for the forces of nature will break through so suddenly that no one will be able to think clearly and that only those will have an advantage who then call upon me, to whom I am so close that they immediately take hold of my hand and appeal to me for protection and help. The close bond with me will also be their most secure protection, for I can make everything possible. I can also command the elements to stop before my own so that they will not be touched and they can stand in the midst of the surf unharmed and safe. For truly I care for your body as you only care for your soul. And what can still happen to save the souls of those who are still completely entangled in matter will happen, for I take pity on humanity which goes blindly through earthly life and does not think of its actual purpose of earthly life and its task. But people must retain their freedom of will and therefore I have to resort to painful means if I still want to see a small success, so that at least some are able to free themselves from the spell of matter. And these will thank me eternally as soon as they have only attained a glimmer of realization. Amen.